It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call, someone will pray for you and your needs. I'll be praying for you in the end of the programs. We are studying about the healings. And why we're studying, as I already told you, I want to encourage each and every believer to believe what the miracles happen in the Bible, or what Jesus did, His disciples did, and God has given us the same power to do it for the glory of God. So let's read today or study from the Word of God. We are studying about the leper. That story is given in Matthew chapter 8, Mark chapter 1, and Luke chapter 5. Now this is one leper. There are other lepers already healed, but we'll talk about them later. But this leper is coming to Jesus Christ. He saw Jesus Christ coming, so he came to Jesus Christ. And as you know, lepers are not allowed to come and touch somebody. They have to stay in the leper colony, or they have to shout like unclean, unclean as they walk on the street, so the people will be away from them. So this man might be calling himself unclean. He might be staying away from people. But when he saw Jesus Christ coming, he thought, this is a great opportunity. I'm going to ask Jesus if he wants to make me clean, because that disease was called unclean disease. And so he comes to Jesus and he fell on his face and went on his knees and worshiped Jesus Christ and saying to Jesus, if it is your will, please make me clean. And the Word of God says Jesus Christ had a compassion on this man, and he touched and healed him. As soon as he spoke that you should be clean, or thou should be clean, this is my will, I want you to be clean, as soon as Jesus said it, immediately the man got healed. And then Jesus said, go to the priest and show him yourself. Because in those days there was a law, if you are a leper, you have to stay in the leper colony. And if you somehow you got clean or your disease is gone, you go to the priest and show yourself, and then priest will tell him, do certain kinds of offering. If you want to read about that, you have to go to the Leviticus chapter 14 and verses 1 to 32. You will know about the leprosy, if the person got clean from leprosy, what he's supposed to do, what kind of offering he's supposed to give. And so Jesus sent him. I believe that he might have gone. The point I'm making, here this leper, I don't know how many years he was suffering, and the leprosy disease is like this. When you have this disease, that's a skin disease, and your fingers and your toes, your nose, your ears will start decaying, and it looks so ugly, and people are scared of that disease. I heard today there is a cure for this disease. Still, in India, there are some leper colony. I just got an email a couple of days ago that one of the ministers working in the leper colony, and how they're feeding and taking care of the lepers. So the leprosy is still around in 21st century, even though they found the cure for it. But I don't know, some people might be getting cure, some people might be having advanced disease. In those days, these people, they have to stay away, and somebody has to feed them from far away. So you can see the man's situation. When he has a leprosy, he will be out of his house. If he was married, he cannot stay with wife or children, and he will be suffering. And then his family, whole family, will suffer. Now this kind of condition, they had a rule they cannot go anywhere, so if the doctor is treating them or something like that, they have to go to the leper colony and try to treat them, or whatever the medicine they might be using at that particular time. But this man decided, I'm going to go to Jesus, and I'm going to ask him to touch me and heal me if it is his will. And if this is a curse from God, and if this disease will never be healed, I'll find out if what Jesus says about my healing. So he comes and says, if it is thy will, please cleanse me and make me whole. Jesus says, I want you to be healed. From that you know, healing is the God's will. So many people today thinking, when somebody gets sick, that is a God's will to be sick, and that's why they don't go to doctor, and they die. And some people, even though they believe this is God's will, and they don't pray then, they said, I don't have to pray to God because God gave me this disease and he will give me grace to suffer. But at the same time, they don't go to even doctor. And some people, as I say, they go to doctor. Now, some people, they have disease, and they go to doctor, they pray, and at the same time, they say, we do not believe in healings and miracles. And when God gives you disease, you should suffer. Then I tell these people, if God gave you disease, why don't you ask God to give you more disease, a more problem, then you will be much more happy and joyful because God has given you that kind of gift. Sickness and disease is not a gift. Sickness and disease is a curse. Adam didn't have the sickness and disease. Adam didn't have the leprosy or any other disease. The sin brings all kinds of curses. And Jesus Christ already taken the curse on the cross of Calvary. We read in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So the disease is a curse. So you cannot just sit there and say, okay, if the God cursed me, then I don't want to go to God, and I don't want to get healed, and I don't want to get delivered, and I'm going to suffer, and this is the way I'm going to live, and that's the way God's will is. From this we know, Jesus Christ says, I want to clean you or cleanse you or heal you. This is my will. This is God's will. Because Jesus Christ did not come to do his will. He came to do the Father's will. So that means Father wants to heal you, and the Son, Jesus Christ, wants to heal you. Then what's the problem? Then somebody says, then when God gave us a disease, why should we go and ask God to heal you? If that's the way you believe, then why do you go to doctor and get the medicine? So both ways, you're wrong. Some people don't go to doctor because God has given me this disease. They are wrong. And some people believe that God has given me disease, still I'll go to the doctor against the will of God and I want to be healed. And so they are wrong. What is the real thing? Real thing is this: you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then you're a child of God, then the healing is the children's bread. Simply you have to believe Jesus Christ came into this world. He came to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out the demons, and do signs and wonders and miracles, and glorify the Father. And the Word of God says, whatever Jesus did, the signs and wonders and miracle, he was glorifying God. So this was the will of God. He did all kinds of healings on the Sabbath day. And people wanted to discourage him. People wanted to find fault in him. But he said, what should I do? In the Sabbath day, I should kill somebody or destroy somebody or give life or do good. And people didn't have the answer. Only one thing we have to remember. The sickness and disease, God does not send. In the Old Testament, all the sickness and disease and war and all kinds of things happened. They said, God sent it. Why they say? Because when Job was not sick or nothing, and then the fallen angel, the devil, goes to God and God says, did you see my servant? Job, he said, well, you kept the hedge of protection over him, so I cannot do any harm to him. But if I do harm, he will just curse you. God gave him permission and nothing happened. Means even the everything he lost, he did not say anything bad about God. Even though his wife says, curse God and die. But he didn't do anything. Then the devil comes and asks God again. God says, did he curse me? No. Oh, he said, skin to skin. And so you give him the disease like some kind of skin disease, maybe leprosy or whatever. I don't know the name of that disease. He had so much problem and he skin disease. And so he thought he will curse the God. But he did not curse. But that is not my subject. We already studied about Job in earlier chapters or earlier programs. So here what we are studying, this sickness and disease God did not send. How do you know? St. John chapter 10 we read. He says, the enemy, the devil, the thief, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. That means God gives us abundant life. The devil comes to destroy us. All sickness, all disease, and all kinds of problems, stealing, killing, financial problem, everything the enemy brings. But Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. The more abundant life comes from Jesus Christ. So, in short, what I'm trying to say, if you have a problem, why don't you go to Jesus instead of sitting there and cursing God or saying the devil did it or God did it or whatever happened. But we have answer. The Word of God says, Jesus is the answer. That's why Jesus Christ came. Whatever your problems are, St. Paul said, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You might be having sickness, disease, pain, suffering, financial problem, family problem, maybe not having children, maybe children giving you a hard time, maybe wife divorce you, or many other problems. And so all this problem comes, people blame on God. God is not the source of your trouble. That's why God sent his son. God knew this whole world is crying, whole world is under curse, whole world is dying without God and without Christ. And if you read the Bible, even Psalm 14 or Romans chapter 3, God saw from heaven and everyone were committing sin. The time of Noah, if you read in Genesis chapter 6, everyone's mind was corrupted and they were committing sin. There was not a single person righteous, only Noah. But the point I'm making today, we are living in 21st century. We have all kinds of advanced technology and medicine and everything. Still people are suffering. I just heard a few days ago in Veterans Hospital, so many people dying lack of a medicine or lack of service. In America, we have everything. And all our soldiers and the people who fought for America, they're supposed to have the best medicine and best care. We are going and helping around the world. But I heard in our own country, our people are suffering and dying. So point I'm making, if we are born again children of God, we are Christian, then we will be treating people right. We will be helping them. But at the same time, main thing is this. Once I am a child of God and I pray to God first, God will protect me. 91 Psalm, if you read from verse 1 to 16, it says all kinds of disaster will come. You will see thousands of people falling your right and left hand. But all those things will not come to you. All the diseases are happening around the world. And some of the diseases do not have even medicine. And people are dying. Some people dying even the they hear some kind of disease and fear comes to their heart. And before the sickness and disease come, they die. What I'm trying to say, I am saying Jesus is the answer. People say, can people get healed without medicine? Yes, they can. This is the answer. The man came to Jesus. Jesus just touched him and he said, be thou clean. And immediately that man got healed. And he said, now go to the priest and tell him what happened. Some people will say, okay, in that means you pray in the name of Jesus and go and get some medicine, because that's what Jesus said. That was not a medicine. He did not say, go and get the medicine from the priest. He says, go and testify that I am healed. Then the priest will say, give sacrifice. Sacrifice is not a medicine. He just says, sacrifice, thanksgiving, offering to God. So you can do the same. If God heals you, go to church, give thanksgiving, offering to God, and that will be fine. But God does not ask you money. I do not ask anyone to give money for healing. There are some people who will say, okay, give me a prayer request and send a money or check and say, this is my sickness, and wrap your request and God will heal you. That's a gimmick. You don't have to have money to get healed. You have to have a desire to get healed. The word of God says in Isaiah 53, if you read verse 4 and 5, it says, Jesus Christ came, he died on the cross of Calvary. He took your sickness, disease, your pain, your sorrow, death on the cross, and with his stripes you are healed. And Peter supports that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He says, we were healed. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for us. So he took our sickness, he took our disease, he took our pain, he took our death penalty on the cross. So we are free. If I die today, I'll go to heaven. I'm not worried about dying. Death is already conquered by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. So for Christians, there is no death. Then the people say, why Christian dying? Oh, when the Christian die, they say they are sleeping. That means Jesus Christ will come and bring all these people who died in Christ, and then the people who are alive will be rise again. That is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You can read from verse 13 to 18. The point I'm making, we do not have the fear of death or sickness and disease. There are so many diseases in the world. But if somebody starts worrying about the disease, they will be getting crazy. Some people taking so many medicines, one person maybe 10 or 15 different tablets from morning to evening. And they have so many side effects. Since 1956 until today, I did not take one tablet or one injection in my body. I'm still alive and I'm living in America. We have the Blue Cross, Blue Shield, all kinds of coverage. I'm not still taking medicine. Why? The Word of God says, with his stripes, I'm healed. Until you get that faith, you can go to doctor, you take medicine, and it's not sin. If you take the medicine, you are not going to go to hell. Every person came to Jesus Christ, he said, your faith has healed you. You have to have faith in Jesus Christ. I'm listening to so many testimony. Other day, I heard one testimony. The lady says she had one kind of disease and she went everywhere for prayer and she was praying so many years and nothing happened. And then when she went to for prayer and somebody realized maybe this might be a disease or devil is causing this, so the lady says, devil of infirmity, whatever the sickness you have, take your sickness and go away. And exactly at that same time, the lady got healed. And she started praising God, and today she is alive, and she is preaching the gospel and doing the healing ministry. This is the one example. But there are hundreds and thousands of people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free, and they get healed, and they go and tell somebody else. Why am I doing this program? Do you think somebody is supporting me or is any mission or any denomination paying me to say something? No. I'm doing this because God has saved me, healed me, delivered me, set me free. I'm a free man. I'm not bound to cigarette, alcohol, or any kind of drugs, or any kind of soda, or caffeine, or anything. I'm free. Why? Because the word of God says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. Free from what? Free from all the addictions, free from all the sickness and disease, free from all the pain and suffering, free from even death penalty. We are greatest people on the earth because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You have to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Once you come closer to Jesus Christ and believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be having supernatural power. The bugs, means the sickness and disease kind of bug, they will not enter into body. I heard about the man of God. When the plague was going around, and somebody says, you are not getting sick, I want to put some plague disease germs on your hand and see what happens. And he said, okay, put it on my hand. And they put, and the germs died like a frying pan. So point I'm making, this happen, and this is recorded in the book, and their testimony, and is still happening today. This kind of sickness and disease, if the people go to doctor in 21st century, they are not going to be healed immediately. It will take time. And even though they get healed, they will have a scar, they will have some other problems, and somebody has to do some skin drafting or something, make their body, make their face look like a clean face. But Jesus Christ, immediately, as soon as he prayed, as soon as he touched, he got healed. So Jesus Christ is healing today. What is my message to you? If you have any sickness, even the leprosy, tuberculosis, or any other disease, incurable disease, and doctor told you there is no answer for your disease, we did everything and everything we did, there is nothing we can do. And this is happening today in America and around the world. They send them to hospice. The place they can give them morphine and they can die in peace. And people are dying every day. But I'm telling you, there is one lady comes to our church. And she was working with some old lady. And they said she has to go for hospice maybe a week or two and she'll be dying. And they already scheduled everything, and they gave her medicine to give it to her. But this Christian lady says, no, I'm going to take care of her. They took that medicine and put it in the closet, and she starts serving her. Now, I don't know, 5-10 years passed, that lady is still alive. She calls us, we talk to her, we pray with her, and she's happy and joyful. If she would have gone there for hospice or some kind of treatment, because doctor said they cannot do anything, she is still alive. So these are not one example, there are many examples. But I'm not saying don't go to doctor. You want to go to doctor, pray first. Call upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer. And we know, it's proven fact, that many hospitals, now they say we have pastors coming to our hospital and visiting the sick people and praying, and we're getting good results. So I'm saying, do you need a prayer? Prayer will not harm you, not will not hurt you. God will bless you. But you have to have a desire to get well and glorify God. You might be not believing in any God. But if you have an incurable disease, why don't you give Jesus Christ a chance? Just say, oh Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, that means your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. You are a child of God. You are a new creation. God has already washed your sins away. Now you are completely set free. Now we can pray for you and your household. Simply what you have to say, Lord, I'm your child. I'm a son of God, I'm a child of God, and I don't have to live in sickness and disease. Please touch me and heal me. He will do it. Let's agree. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, two people agree, touching anything means your body or someone, God will hear our prayer from heaven. Our God lives in heaven, and in heaven there is no sickness, no disease. So let's pray, and God is going to touch you and heal you right now, or your loved ones. If someone has a disease so bad, and they are suffering, and they cannot understand why this is happening to me, as I told you, enemy is the one bringing it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every person who is touching their body or touching someone else. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free, and let them know Jesus is the answer for their problem. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. That means it's done. Now you just praise God and start doing the things which you were not able to do before. God has started a good work and He is going to complete it. Okay, now time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen. God bless you now. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.